Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Lance Gilman of the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Early in the morning or throughout the night, professional truck drivers are on the job, serving you, safely moving freight that's crucial to our economy. From the oldest industries to our newest innovators, from the exotic to the everyday, trucks are everywhere, moving everything. Never afraid to embrace a future that makes Nevada and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Nevada Newsmakers coverage of the 2017 legislative session is brought to you by Pro Group Management, the Nevada Trucking Association, the Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always delighted to welcome back to the program Lance Gilman. He is the partner broker of the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
Good morning, Sam Shad. How are you today?
I am fabulous. So I got to ask you, when did you first know that it was Google that was negotiating with you to buy 1,200 acres out of the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center?
It took a long, long time. It was one of the more challenging and perhaps interesting. You know, actually, they'd been looking at our market for perhaps 6 years. I think I met with their first wave of people 3 years ago, maybe four. They visited on a number of different occasions with different teams, but we never knew who the team was, never had an inkling who they might be. Hats off to Jeff Bridger over at Nevada Energy. He has been working with them for most of that time, and to the extent he knew who they were, I have no idea, but if so, he never breathed it. But they would come to my office within the last – it's taken 2 years to put this transaction together. They would come to my office. I would excuse anyone that was there, including a secretary or anybody answering the phone. No cars in the parking lot. We would put a conference call phone on the table, and we would chat with whomever we needed to chat with in absolute confidentiality. Never did they breathe on who they were. So we really didn't have any idea at all. A lot of rumors.
Is it true that the Wall Street Journal found out because they were following permits being pulled in Story County?
They certainly tried. It was interesting. They would go up and sit with personnel in the courthouse in Virginia City watching the recordings. And so they were very focused on the information that they pulled out. And, of course, they pulled out a lot of information. That there's so many rumors on the street, Sam. So you want to believe just a part of what you see in print. But he was relentless. The fellow that wrote that article interviewed and called everybody in the state. I'm sure he called the governor. I know he's Steve Hill, Pat Whitten. Every department head in Story County got a call from him, digging, and trying to put this story together with them. But they're a confidential company. They've treated it that way, and I respect them for what they've done. I've kind of laughed at one point. They still hadn't identified to me specifically who they were. But we were on the threshold of that happening. And I said, well, you know, it seems like so many people in the market know that you're here and looking. I just hear rumors everywhere. And they say, Lance, you may hear rumors, but let me tell you something. Don't you ever confirm it. So I never confirmed it.
They say that they have bought the land, but they don't know what the use is. But then according to the rumor mills, and feel free to say no comment on any of this stuff, but the rumor mill is thousands and thousands of jobs.
So any and all of that may or may not be true. So I say I'm hedging my bet a bit on that, because not only did we sign NDAs on the transaction and who they might be, but we also signed a specific separate set of NDAs that folded in every single document that we had negotiated or talked about and froze all of the information and time. So where I have to be pretty much is very careful on their behalf. I respect greatly what they're doing. Let me tell you another story, if I may, just for fun. So when Tesla first arrived, they only wanted 100 acres from us. I took them out and we selected a 100-acre site for a battery factory, for a gigafactory, 100 acres. And I watched them over the next weeks and months as they got acquainted with our state, governor, with Story County, with the opportunities. I watched them go, Sam, from 100 to maybe 300 acres, and then they wanted 500 acres. And so we took them to another valley for a larger site, and they liked the 500 acres. And by the time they closed, they had enlarged that, and they were on 1,000 acres. And they did that over the period of a year. So I watched also that same company come in and say, well, we're just going to build batteries for cars, Gigafactory. And if you look at the product line now that's out there, they've got car batteries, they've got home batteries, they've got power walls for your garage, they've got tiles for your house that serve as solar collectors. They're doing the motors for the cars. They're doing the transmission for the cars. They have some of their support companies are coming in now. I noticed one just located in part of the Amazon building out in Fernley, and that's where they're going to do a lot of their upholstery and things. So all of a sudden, now, was that pre-planned by that very wise company, and they were just going to come in 100 acres for do a few batteries? Or did they really know where they were going to go? Well, I think it was a little bit of both. I'm sure it was a little bit of both. I have seen a similarity in the transaction that we're talking about right now. I have seen a very marked similarity. I think I can also share that they are very acquainted. All three companies out there who are the leaders in the globe in their own right? All three of them are talking. I wonder what all that means. I don't know. But when you take a look at a gigafactory on 100 acres, you can do so much. But if you go to 1,000 acres, you can build a campus. And our new company, Google, has bought over 1,200 acres. So what does that suggest?
I think it suggests that they're looking at something that is a much bigger picture than we're able to absorb at this point in time. And it seems like a data center could certainly be a part of it, but if you're looking at that kind of employment, then and we're just guessing at this, but if we're even close to talking of thousands of jobs, then it would not just be a data center, because that would create far fewer jobs.
The majority of the data centers that I'm aware of, and I'm certainly no specialist in the area, but I can tell you right now that there are six separate entities that we are chatting with, sending maps out to, visiting our community. There are six separate entities, and a large data center is on 100 acres. But we're doing data centers with 12 acres, 30 acres, 50 acres. So a million square foot data center is huge. The first building that Switch built out there, for example, in their data center, was 1.2 million feet, and that was primarily for eBay. So, over 1,000 acres for data centers—that's an unusual amount of land. So one
might think that would be for something more. Let's take a break. More with Lance Gilman. He's here for the whole show when we come back.
Sully Sports Bar inside the Tamarack Junction is South Reno's headquarters for locals to watch all your favorite sports. And now you can enjoy your favorite team on our brand new high-def TVs featuring the Papa, the big daddy of them all. It's our giant 17-foot big screen TV wall. And we have two 79-inch high-def TVs, 12 65-inch high-def TVs, including two party booths for your own private party, and six high-def private booth TVs. Bring in your own headphones and listen to your favorite game right from your own seat. First, make make your bets in our William Hill Sportsbook, then enjoy your favorite cold beer, libations, burgers, wings, pizza, and our signature build-your-own Bloody Mary bar. Then settle in and download our app and listen to any game being shown in Sully's Sports Bar. Catch your favorite team on our new high-def big-screen TVs. Sully's Sports Bar is the only place to watch your favorite sports all year long. The Tamarack Junction, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
It's Tamarack Junction, your junction for fun.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion. For romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Lance Gilman. He is the partner broker for the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. Just landed Google with a huge tract of land, 1,200 acres. Now, it's several miles down the road from Tesla, and it's heading toward, if I'm correct, the extension of USA Parkway as it heads towards US 50. Is that correct?
Correct. TRI, Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, has developed each in separate valleys. So we have Eagle Valley, and Tesla's in Eagle Valley. We have what we call the Upper Mesa, and that's where Walmart is and PetSmart and Switch. And then as you follow USA Parkway to the south, the next valley that opens up we call the Comstock Meadows. And the Comstock Meadows, actually, they selected a parcel of property at the far south end. So, yes, development is moving south along USA Parkway toward the Lyon County line.
And that would make sense if you're looking to house people, because that's where a lot of the housing development is going to be, in places like Silver Springs and Dayton, correct?
Correct. Absolutely. Matter of fact, there's a large project. We sold about 2,000 acres to Wes Adams Company out of Las Vegas many years ago, 2,000 acres within Lyon County, and it's adjacent. We share the county line with Story County, and that project is under development design as we speak, and it has a large component that'll focus on residential. On the other hand, they've enlarged their footprint in industrial, and that makes a lot of sense. I encourage them to do that.
Well, and they've been around owning that land for, what, 11, 12 years now?
They being...
The Wes Adams?
Yeah, I think that they purchased the property, what, Sam? They were one of our first purchases of 2,000 acres, and I would guess that was probably in, about 2004 or 5.
So patience mm-hmm. paid off. And weren't they originally looking at a mix of commercial, industrial, and residential?
No, actually, they have morphed that direction. They were originally looking at being a residential play. And Wes Adams does a lot of underground. That was his claim to fame out of Las Vegas, and they're a nationally recognized company. But as they have, as they've watched the development of TRI, certainly we've all encouraged them to follow that same blueprint.
With Tesla starting to max out in what they're doing in California, do you think it's possible that they could end up manufacturing their automobile here in Nevada?
Sure. Well, I think there's no question about that possibility. The other thing that, and we won't talk specifically about Tesla, because you know I would be amiss to suggest that I sit at a desk and realize or know exactly what they're planning. But for example, we're working with Union Pacific Rail. They've made two trips now into our community, and they're from Omaha, so it's their decision makers that are looking. And I've had some wonderful conversations with the port at Oakland. So if you take a look at what's happening in the Panama Canal, it's been enlarged, so we now can increase the shipping. That's putting a lot of pressure on the western ports, and certainly Oakland is feeling that pressure. So I've had some calls from some of the folks that are doing inland port research right now out of Oakland. They don't have a lot of expansion property in the Bay Area there, so it would make some sense to come over the mountain, if you will. So when you selectively combine Union's interest now, and they're talking about an intermodal yard over here of 150 acres. Right now in Sparks, our largest intermodal yard is behind the Nugget. It's on a 7-acre site. So when you start looking at a 150-acre intermodal yard, and when you start talking to the Port of Oakland, and they're all casting their glance over our direction. Is something else going on? And they're talking a lot about cars. So not specifically to any company that we have here, but Union Pacific is talking a lot about the ability to ship, import, export cars out of our area. So I think probably the stars are lining up in some way.
You've talked previously on the program that later this year there's another large project of 750 acres. And it's kind of crazy because Tesla at this point is at 3,000 acres between the land on the ground and the mountaintops that they purchased. But 750 acres is still a huge tract of land. Is that deal still in the works?
Oh, it certainly is. And very, very exciting. All of the support industry that'll come in that follows a Tesla, and we're already seeing the Tesla now. We're chatting. See, I think what happened in our market right quickly is we got very excited year one that they're here. My gosh, watch what happened! But it takes many, many months, many, many years to mature something like that. So where we are right now, let's look at Tesla for an example. They were only going to build 6 million feet. That's what they told our governor when they got their incentive package. What, 3 years ago? They were only going to build 6 million feet. Well, they're at over 7 million feet today, and that's only 30% of the building they're building. Huh. So as they have increased and grown, but it's taken 3 or 4 years to get there, and they're going to take another 4 to 6 to 10 years to do the expansion they're planning. But right now we're chatting with some of the satellite industry that supports them, that are manufacturers, 100 acres in their own right. I just laugh because when we did South Meadows Double Diamond Ranch, the largest transaction in that park, Sam, if you'll remember, was IGT and the headquarters for IGT. And that was 100 acres. So now we're kind of looking at multiples of 100 with a group that has 3,000. It's just really interesting the way this thing is growing. But Tesla continues to expand. And their vision, I don't even believe we've tapped the surface yet of what they're really planning. But I'm talking to people that are doing their glass, that are doing different product support tasks for different types of products, whether it be galvanizing or all of the support. And now they're starting to fan out, as you and I have discussed, into the surrounding community. I really chat now when I talk with anybody, we are no longer one community location. We're Northern Nevada, and it's going to take the entire Northern Nevada community coming together, Fernley, Fallon, Yarrington, Dayton, Silver Springs, Carson City. We're all going to have to pull together hard to be able to support the kind of opportunities that are here today.
All right, let's take a break. More with Lance Gilman when we come back.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
Nevada Newsmakers coverage of the 2017 legislative session is brought to you by Pro Group Management, the Nevada Trucking Association, the Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we've got Lance Gilman here for the whole show. He's the partner broker with the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, the home of Tesla, Switch, now Google. Lieutenant Governor just came back from China. I think I sent you the article to read that we wrote off of this interview. And he said that when talking about tourism with the Chinese all across China, they all want to come to Northern Nevada to tour the Gigafactory. What do you think about that?
It doesn't surprise me a bit. We're on the world stage. Tesla, to land Tesla in our little northern Nevada, Story County community up here, was an epic event internationally, globally. I could share a story with you about Corrado Gaspari, who was over in Europe doing a tour for the Comstock mining and the gold mining that he's doing up in Virginia City. And when he got back from that tour, he approached and he said, "Lance, I need some of your information to share." And I said, "Oh?" He said, "Yeah." He said, "Every stop we made in Europe, what they wanted to talk about was not investing in our gold and silver operations. They wanted to know how close we were to Tesla and the Tahoreno Industrial Center." So indeed, we set him up with that. But it's global. I've done interviews with the Japan Times and with magazines out of Germany, and Rem Koolhaas from Amsterdam is here now looking, and he's probably the premier architect of the globe, and he's visiting our community on a regular basis. He's talking with all three of those companies about some of their architecture. So we're on the world stage, Sam.
Well, let me ask you this. I mean, based on the lieutenant governor's response that he got, would it be a good idea to build a pavilion near Tesla where you could house exhibits for Tesla, SpaceX, SolarCity, Switch, and potentially Google, that it would be a tourist attraction?
I think it's a great idea to build the pavilion, but I think if we'll take a deep breath and let a little time go by, Tesla will be their pavilion. I ran the idea, as a matter of fact, after you were kind enough to share that article with me, and I ran it by Danny Dodson, who's director of tourism for Story County, and of course Rennell, and I suggested we need to be marketing Virginia City. Of course, we market Virginia City as a major tourist attraction, right? It's like coming to Northern Nevada and go to the Old West, step back in time. So let's go ahead and step forward in time as well, and let's have a tour coming out of Virginia City or something like that. There are many ways we can approach this, but Tesla alone, as they said, is an incredible attraction. Aren't they rated the safest car in America today? I read something recently that that they are starting to entertain those titles. It's an incredible automobile. They're just starting with the automobiles.
As land is being swept up in these giant parcels, how many large tracts, if this 750-acre project goes through, how many large tracts do you have still left?
Oh, I have a few more tricks up my sleeve. We have some lovely property out there. There is about 600 acres sitting right on the freeway at Patrick. And Patrick is the interchange that you get off to go to Apple. And Rackspace is out there now. So you've probably heard the corridor referred to as the tech corridor of Northern Nevada. So Apple, Rackspace, and then you add in the Switch components. And I can tell you right now, there are six others that I think are imminent to come in with their data storage and those type of businesses. So our tech center is on the grow out there. And so I'm sitting there with a lovely 600 acres right in the middle of all of that. I think that's destined to become a town center. I also have been meeting now with some phenomenal developers from Las Vegas who have done a lot of the lakes and the systems there. And you've been up to the lake that we built in the center of the park so we can reutilize reclaimed water and those kind of things. They are looking at putting in an entire town center around that lake with all the bells and whistles of the Vegas. Now, we aren't going to do that in the park. The park is rail and heavy industry, et cetera, but you're going to see a town center that'll be the emerald in the middle, I guess, of the park, you would say.
Lance Gilman, always a pleasure to have you here, sir. Thank you, and congratulations again to you and Roger Norman. Amazing. We'll be right back.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Your Business Workers' Comp Company should be your partner. The Pro Group Customer Care Team brings you effective risk management training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employee safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
On our next broadcast, we're talking eminent domain along the border wall with Michael Chapman of Fenimore Craig. We'll see you on the next broadcast.